After we have proven that the Imams were divinely chosen, we need to prove that they also have divine knowledge. The famous traditions regarding the knowledge of Ahlul Bayt alayhum as-salam are, for example, where the Prophet peace be upon him saying, "I am the city of knowledge and Ali is its gate. If one wants to enter the city, they must come through the gate." Another famous narration is, the Messenger of Allah taught Imam Ali alayhi salam 1,000 doors of knowledge, in which each door opens 1,000 more doors. The Imams were bestowed with divine knowledge and taught the secret sciences in an intuitive manner. It is different from how prophets receive knowledge. The prophets received knowledge through revelation. The Imams, more than anything, received it through an intuitive manner. There are narrations that say, "Don't teach them, as there is nothing you can teach them." What does this mean? For example, if we look through the Holy Quran, you will see the case of Prophet Musa's mother. How did she know to put the child in a basket and cast it down the river? She was taught through an intuitive manner. There is a very important verse in the Holy Quran on who has the knowledge of the book, where it says, "Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala suffices as a witness between me and you, and he who possesses the knowledge of the book." There is no doubt in the understanding of the greatness of the station of one who possesses the knowledge of the book according to this verse. Let's look at the story of Prophet Sulaiman alayhi salam, where he asked people to summon the throne of the queen at his time. One said, "I can bring it before you stand." Another said, "I can bring it before you blink." Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says about this person had knowledge from part of the book. If this person had knowledge from part of the book and was able to bring the throne in less than a blinking of an eye from one kingdom to another, then imagine the one who has knowledge of the whole book. It is narrated that the knowledge of the person who had the knowledge of part of the book is like a drop from the deep blue sea of knowledge, and was able to bring the throne from one kingdom to another in the blinking of an eye. The Imam alayhi salam said, "The knowledge of the whole book, by Allah, all of it," pointing at himself, "said it is in our possession." We conclude that the knowledge of the Imams alayhim salam must be divine knowledge from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.